The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. It's well and truly work Christmas party season, a time where colleagues can catch up and unwind at a company event. To discover how to navigate Christmas parties safely, we are joined by Carolyn Reedy, Managing Director of the HR Suite and HR and Employment Law Expert. And Caroline, I have to declare something of a dog in this fight, given that the News Talk Christmas party is this evening. So any advice will be gratefully accepted. What's the main mistakes that companies make when it comes to Christmas parties?
I think one of the big things is people forget, and really forget, how it's an extension of work. So, of course, it's a fabulous opportunity. You haven't seen your colleagues maybe in a social context as much as you would ordinarily. A lot of people working from home, etc. So it's a lovely excuse, and I think we're all really looking forward to all those activities. However, with the cocktail of intoxicants, people letting their hair down, sometimes inappropriate, unwelcome comments or physical inappropriate behaviour may occur. And as a consequence, on Monday morning, you get a call from HR to say, listen, need to have a chat, I've got a complaint. And let's be honest, nobody wants that, because that's totally going to really ruin people's Christmas.
So obviously part of that, a large part of that, is on the individual's shoulders not to do it. But does that mean that there should be a sober grown-up in the room watching out for this kind of stuff?
Yeah, usually there would be, to be honest, for loads of reasons. One is just to make sure everybody's okay, usually to make sure as well that everybody gets home safely, all those kind of practical things. But also, I suppose, it's just to make sure that what is intended to be a very positive team and morale scenario doesn't turn out to be a really big problem for people. And, you know, we've had already, because Christmas parties have started, you know, last weekend, etc., we've already had issues where unwelcome physical comment, you know, unwelcome physical behaviour. Somebody saw somebody else taking cocaine in the ladies' toilet, felt that was highly inappropriate, brought it to HR on the Monday. You know, so things that wouldn't be a typical Monday morning HR list of challenges, because of Christmas parties and because people are letting their hair down. And oftentimes people forget. The amount of people, Anton, that say to me, I didn't realise that the behaviour at the Christmas party could have anything to do with work if they end up in hot water. And, you know, it's really important that we don't want to put a damper on it. We want people to really enjoy. But it's just also that caveat of just kind of going, look, just be conscious of anything you might say or anything. It's not the intent. It's the recipient and how they, take it is what's most important.
There's an interesting there on where the line lies, because obviously something that impacts on a colleague falls under the remit of a sort of a work responsibility, and HR gets the Monday morning call. But the kind of behaviour that you're describing, like illicit or illegal activity, if it doesn't impact on another colleague, to what extent is your company responsible?
I suppose, ultimately, if HR is never notified, or if we never, you know, if nobody tells us, it's never going to be an issue. But all you need is for one colleague to say, look, I didn't like the comment on my physical attire or what I was wearing, you know, it was inappropriate, or, you know, somebody did something that was inappropriate, or actually someone said something that was inappropriate. And if they raise that, HR have an obligation to follow it through. If we never hear about it, obviously, and the colleagues, you know, take it and, you know, let it go, then it's fine. But we definitely find, Anton, because there's so much more training, awareness, some high profile cases of inappropriate behaviour, etc., that people have a zero tolerance now. And, you know, the culture police is live and well in organisations, both within the work environment and at extracurricular activities.
What about then people's expectations of privacy? Because if you go into work, you think it is highly unlikely that somebody's going to take pictures of you and post them up on their Instagram. But it's the norm at the Christmas party, and people mightn't want it.
Yeah, and again, definitely people don't want it. You know, again, I suppose people are out letting their hair down. They don't expect to see a post, you know, with them in it, maybe, you know, doing the really cool dance that was great crack at the time. But when you watch it back, it looks totally ridiculous and you go, oh God, I'm cringing it for myself, you know. So I think it's being respectful on the basis that, look, generally, to be honest with you, I think photos, phones, that kind of stuff, take the group picture. Everybody knows they're being photographed, but taking, you know, ones that people don't realise and maybe they don't look as good as they'd like, or as I say, it's maybe compromising them, that's not fun and that's just not what it's intended to be. And again, you know, we see it, you know, from a children's Christmas play perspective, where now there's a huge piece around consent. Those same things apply, you know, in the wider context as well. So I think leave your phone in your pocket and enjoy the engagement and the interaction with colleagues, because really it's the chats and it's all of that positive engagement that really makes that, you know, re-engagement and that social piece really worthwhile.
A couple of quick but challenging questions. Text to ask, is it an extension of work if the employees organise it and pay for it themselves?
Yes. Anything that is the group of people that you work with, and it's that gathering. If an issue occurs and it's brought into work, it's a work problem.
Another, Anton, we're going away for an overnight for our winter conference Christmas party. Staff are expected to share double or triple rooms. If you want a single room, you have to pay in excess €100. What does Caroline think of this? I'd prefer not to go, but I'd have to take annual leave to miss it. Where do employees stand?
I think no problem giving people the option to say, are you okay to share? Do you mind? And give people the option to opt in or not. But ultimately, if they're going to a work conference, it's a work expense. It should be paid for by work. And, you know, like, for whatever reason, if somebody wants their own room, they shouldn't have to justify the why to that. So I think there's no problem in asking, do you mind sharing? People might be fine with that, but they shouldn't be put in this position. And also, you know, the person saying that they'd have to take holidays, they shouldn't have to miss out the work conference, because that could be beneficial to their career, to their networking, to their, you know, all of that other stuff. So I definitely think the company need to maybe rethink that, and I definitely wouldn't be encouraging it.
One final quick one. It says, I'm a HR manager. Since a particularly infamous party at a company was in the news, we've had Christmas lunches, not parties. We are holding the lunch on the last day before Christmas. We pay for the staff to have a nice lunch in a nice restaurant, absolutely no booze. Then after the lunch, they are finished for Christmas. What they do after that is nothing to do with us. Is that last bit correct? Are you? Can you wash your hands?
No, and well spotted, Anton. You're on the ball. No, it's not. I mean, if they go away and something, you know, they have a few drinks and something happens that's inappropriate, and somebody says, "Listen, I don't think I can work with Johnny anymore because of what he said about my dress," or, you know, whatever it might be. Ultimately, that is a HR issue on Monday morning. So nice try. But I think the key here is do a quick little reminder to people to say, just to remind you, we want everybody to enjoy themselves this weekend at the Christmas outings. But just remember, dignity and respect still applies. And once you give people the health warning, in general, it becomes a talking point to go, oh my God, did you realise? And people, it definitely just gives people that little bit more awareness. But ultimately, this Christmas, we've had as many issues as any other Christmas in the past. So I think all these health warnings and reminders are very opportune, Anton. So good timing for sure.
Caroline, thank you very much. Caroline Reedy, Managing Director of the HR Suite and, of course, HR and Employment Law Expert.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.